This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio, it's Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And you can join us by dialing toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit more to this story that we started covering last hour about the unlicensed, supposedly maybe unregulated people that kind of act like police officers, but legally aren't police officers, even though there is an entity in Michigan called the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards that is supposed to be regulating them. The former head of that department, David Harvey, lobbied to have that entity, the MCOLs, as it's referred to, lobby to get them the authority to set standards and regulate these reserve officers, but yet this government entity has not actually set any standards or done anything.
That's true. We're reading an article from the Detroit Free Press that has gone on about this. They're saying the law granting authority to MCOLs to regulate reserve cops went into effect January 2nd, 2017. Now, if you're counting at home, that's about, what, 19, 20, 21 months ago?
We're approaching 2 years.
Yep.
Almost 2 years. But MCOLs officials say they have been deluged by other responsibilities, including doing a lengthy analysis of the work licensed cops across Michigan are performing and looking into standards for school resource officers, MCOLs Executive Director Tim Bourgeois said in a recent interview. MCOLs also has a budget that has been chopped dramatically over the years.
Oh, we better now, throw some more money at them.
Hold on. Right? So I'm curious here, and the article doesn't get into what exactly chopped dramatically means, but in some cases, if the expected increase was cut from 5% to 3%, that's a budget cut, the way some people wind up counting.
Yeah, that's a budget cut.
And if you cut the increase by 2% over 5 years, then that's a 10% cut in the budget.
Right.
So according to the way some people count.
Well, some people would call that dramatic. We don't have numbers as far as exactly how far that budget has been cut.
But that's the insanity of government accounting.
Right.
That when you increase but not as much as you said you would, that's a cut. It's BS. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Michigan probably has as many incidences of police malfeasance, if I can use that word, as any other state. Probably similar. Maybe it's a little higher. Maybe it's a little lower. But, you know, overall.
Well, let's see.
Is this training organization who's doing these certifications for regular officers even up to the task? Question this.
Let's see what Bourgeois has to say for himself. He says, I think there's a feeling that the way reserves are being used is not necessarily uniform across the state. There's no standard for training, and the responsibilities that they're given vary. And I think there's just a general belief that, based on some of the earlier media reports, that deserves a look to see if that's an area that needs to be more closely regulated and standardized.
That's a brilliant idea, Mr. Bourgeoisie. You're the guy that's overseeing the department that's supposed to be doing that.
No, so I'm going to even take a step back further. Are you actually doing that with your regular officers? Every time there's a police issue with police in Michigan, it falls back to training and standards and all the stuff that this guy says that we're not doing for reserve officers, and that's horrible, so give us more money.
Yeah.
Are you doing worry about the professional police officers first before you start worrying about volunteers?
He says we just simply haven't had time to get to it yet.
Haven't had time to get to. All right, so you've got standards in place for, you know, actual police officers. You've got standards in place for school resource officers. Pick one of those and apply it to reserves.
You would think. You would think.
No, I'm going to say don't do that here. Because that leads to police officers shooting innocent people. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Rewrite new ones.
Yeah.
That say you're responsible for your actions.
Hey, I'll buy that.
Just spitballing here, boys. What do you think? Huh? Not a bad idea?
Can we wind up replacing the licensed officer thing with you're responsible? Because
seems
that
simple.
Would never fly in court because of all the different immunities that they have.
Police
right.
officers do, being accountable, that'll never...
Right.
No one will
the
ever
police
that.
Officers should not have automatic immunity. This is a problem that we have in our country. We have granted deity-like immunities to police officers because of their job. No other jobs, other than politicians and other people that work for the state, can
government employee, basically
right.
any government
employee. Can do things that violate people's rights, can break the law, and then be granted some sort of immunity because of the work that they do.
Well, they didn't intend to wind up violating every right that you have.
I feared for my life.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I had to kill that chihuahua.
It's a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yep. All right.
That was in a cage. Because he barked.
Yes, and barking can be a sign of impending danger. That's been ruled by well,
it could also be the sign of there's a squirrel, there's a butterfly, I'm hungry.
No, but courts haven't ruled against squirrels and butterflies. They have
right.
ruled against dogs.
Right. No, I'm just saying that
yeah, I know.
Dogs
I know
bark at everything.
Saying. Yeah, they do.
That they do. Several other states, including Nevada and California, have rules that govern how much authority reserve officers have and how many hours of training they're required to go through before they can patrol communities. Nationally, incidents involving reserve officers have drawn scrutiny. For instance, former reserve deputy in Oklahoma, Chris, I believe you were mentioning this earlier, he was convicted after a 2015 incident in which he said he confused his handgun for his taser and fatally shot an unarmed man who was at his feet. Also this year, a California teacher who moonlighted as a reserve officer accidentally fired a gunshot inside of a high school classroom while teaching about public safety.
Of course.
This has also been done by ATF agents. And,
there's a lot
licensed
of...
Licensed officers have history of doing this stuff, too.
Yeah, police officers don't always get good firearms training, which is kind of ironic at best.
Yeah, there was the story of the, I think it was the police chief in Maine that was cleaning his firearm and shot off one of his fingers because he didn't ensure that the barrel was empty.
Oops.
Yeah, kind of basic firearms rule, safety rule there.
Yeah.
And this is firearms 101.
It is.
Right.
But let them come up with standards.
And there was also an Indiana reserve officer that was booted from the force after initiating a controversial arrest at an apartment complex where he worked as a security guard. We don't really have the detail on that, and I don't recall that story.
Yeah, I don't recall hearing that one either.
So we can go ahead and go on.
Yeah.
As the article says, police officers are trained to make important decisions under stressful conditions, and sometimes the choice they make are the difference between life and death. Given this, reserve officers should have to go through the same rigorous training as licensed cops, said W. Craig Hartley, Jr., executive director for the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, a national organization that establishes standards for law enforcement. He says, when they have to make a decision about arrest, shoot, don't shoot, search, or seizure, they often have to make these decisions independently, even if they're operating under the direction of somebody else, he said. In that kind of environment, he said, it's almost impossible to say, stop, let me ask somebody else what I'm going to do. And sometimes the consequences of those actions are pretty devastating.
Yes, like when you wind up getting home from work at some late hour, go to the wrong floor of your apartment building, notice a red floor mat that you've never seen before going to somebody's apartment, and then you think it's a burglar that happens to be in their own apartment, but you were late and tired and may or may not have been drunk, and then you just shoot the guy because I feared for my life.
It was right. A female police officer, too, correct?
Yes.
Not that that has
not that
anything to
any...
do with it, but
no,
but again, it's not,
not
all big, tough, huge cops that are doing this stuff. It's...
Right, and then Yeah, the story that really annoys me the most is the story of the cops that are holding down this 90-pound high school kid. Another cop shows up, says, we don't have time for this S, and then shoots him in the back in front of his parents.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the unlicensed cops in Michigan who, it appears, have all of the abilities of the actual licensed cops, but none of the oversight. So it seems to be, you know, sort of the worst of both worlds, as it were, in regards to law enforcement. We'll be changing gears here in just a second, but before we do, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty Dollar 2. That's right. LD2 is a thing now, and they've released their limited LD2 Zero token, and Free Talk Live is going to be giving away 10 of them. That's a value of $350. Each LD2 Zero token is backed by an ounce of silver, a gorgeous 0.999 fine silver round, just like what Liberty Dollar was famous for. To enter, send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. There's a couple of things that you have to do. First, you have to put LD2 in the subject line and also include a number between 1 and 1,000. If your number is below 1 or above 1,000, that's an invalid entry. If your email does not have LD2 in the subject line, also an invalid entry. Again, to enter, send an email with LD2 in the subject line. Include a number between 1 and 1,000. Send that email to contest@freetalklive.com. The winner will be selected on November 5th, and if there's a tie, the prize will be split. Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up a wallet to receive your prize. For more information about Liberty Dollar 2, head over to ld2coin.io. That's LD, the number 2, coin.io. ld2coin.io.
Yeah, and as you said, we're going to switch gears here a little bit and go to Gizmodo, which has the headline, Trump's lawyer is pushing the Supreme Court to hear a case that threatens the free web.
All right.
These are scary times for the web as we know it, and a new petition before the United States Supreme Court could have broad implications for how we'll interact online. One of President Trump's go-to lawyers has made it his mission to get the highest court in the land to reconsider a landmark defamation case against Yelp, threatening one of the fundamental principles of the web in the process. The California case involves an attorney, Dawn Hassell, who claims her firm was being defamed in a Yelp review by a former client, Ava Byrd. Yelp was not named in the case, but it was eventually included in a default judgment that ordered Byrd and Yelp to remove the review. Yelp fought back on multiple grounds, and the Supreme Court of California eventually agreed that it was in its rights to ignore the order. Now, Charles Harder, a high-profile attorney that often represents Trump in cases involving libel and defamation, and may I just interject that when your president is involved in multiple cases involving libel and defamation, that's sort of a heads up, has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take another look at the case.
All right, so hold on. Before we continue too much further in this, I'm still trying to wrap my head around exactly what it was that happened. So somebody got a bad Yelp review, and they got upset and went to court and said bad Yelp review equals defamation,
yes,
makes them pull down Yelp review?
Right. So this attorney, Dawn Hassell, has a law firm.
All right.
And her firm, she said, was being defamed in a Yelp review by a former client, Ava Byrd.
All right. Ava left one-star review, Dawn Hassell did some things that I don't like.
Right.
She represented me poorly. Dawn Hassell says, that's defamation!
Right. They didn't bring up Yelp at all, but eventually, in a default judgment, the judge ruled that Byrd and Yelp had to remove the review. Yelp fights back.
Yep.
Supreme Court of California agrees that it was in its rights to ignore the order.
So a lower court says, Yelp, remove this review. Higher court says, Yelp, you don't have to remove this review.
Right.
Now, the strange part of that is that Yelp was not even named as a defendant in the lawsuit.
No, but it was on their property, and that's where that all came in. But you know, congrats to the Supreme Court of California, who said, no, you don't have to do what this court says.
Right.
That's freedom of speech. And along comes a lawyer that often represents Trump, Charles Harder, and he's asking the Supreme Court to take another look at this case. On Tuesday, Harder's law office issued a press notice saying that it was petitioning the court to hear arguments on Hassel v. Byrd. All right. For Yelp or any other social media platform to refuse to obey a court order to remove a defamatory post from its platform is outrageous, Harder said. The attorney is framing this as a straightforward case of defamation and a reckless company defying the legal system. Harder paints Hassel as a small business owner who was victimized and was denied justice, even though the courts agreed with her argument. According to the release, inexplicitly, rather than doing the right thing, Yelp fought Hassel at every level of the court system by claiming that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects websites from being sued for their editorial decisions to remove offensive content, supposedly gives Yelp the right to defy court orders and instead continue to publish illegal, defamatory statements that do great harm to small businesses and individuals. Yelp's position directly contravenes the text, history, and intention of Section 230. This description is certainly simplifying a more complicated case. On one level, Yelp argued it had not been named in the case, therefore it had been denied its right to due process before the order was made against it. Yelp's own attorneys have never been given a chance to make their case. It also argued that it's protected under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act from legal liability for content that is created by its users. Without Section 230, it would be virtually impossible for online platforms like Reddit, Facebook, or Twitter to even exist. The legislation reads, in part, quote, "No provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider," unquote. This does not mean that an individual can't be sued for making defamatory statements through an online platform. It just means that the platform isn't responsible for those statements.
Oh, right. Section 230. That's the section that, if interpreted consistently, would mean that Ross Ulbricht can't be held liable for what people sold on a website that he created.
That is amazing.
Just like how eBay can't be held responsible for what people sell on eBay.
That is a great example.
But because it's selectively enforced, Ross Ulbricht sitting in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years.
Correct. In its decision, the court called it a, quote, attempted end run around Section 230 immunity, unquote. When contacted by Gizmodo, Yelp declined to comment, but a spokesperson pointed us to a blog post from its deputy general counsel. The post was written just after the case was decided in July. It celebrated the decision and framed the broader issues at play, saying Yelp's publishing rights are not the only rights at issue, as the Court of Appeals reasonably puts at risk any journalist's work, whether displayed online or not, that uses quotes or information from somebody else.
More from this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Oh, yeah, and I found the review. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We are investigating all of this with great precision. I can say with certainty, we will identify and arrest the person or people responsible for these acts.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill on the potentially dangerous pipe bomb devices. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro. A total of 10 pipe bombs turning up so far, O'Neill at a news conference in New York City.
Law enforcement professionals do not care about the politics behind these acts.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is that time of the year, preparing home for the holidays. Don't sweat it. I've called in an expert. It's TV host, celebrity home designer, and expert craftsman, Chip Wade. Thanks, Chip, for joining us. Chip, we know it's important. We've got to start preparing our homes for the holidays. Why do we have to do it so early?
Well, it's, you know how things creep up on you. When you start thinking about the cold weather coming in, we're going to be spending a lot more time indoors, and we're thinking about guests coming into the home. We can't wait till the week before an event to get everything ready. So this is a great reminder that now is the time to start thinking about those things. So I got a couple of tips.
Chip, where can we go to learn for a good comprehensive list on improvements, appliances, the whole spiel?
I've actually set up, along with Sears, a great site at searshomeservices.com/fall. It's going to take you through a lot of these same tips we're talking about, but also point you right to the place where you can set up an appointment and get some of this stuff taken care of before the cold weather hits.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And before we continue with this article from Gizmodo, as well as the actual one-star review from Yelp that is sort of the center of the controversy, I want to make sure that we thank Ross Scalise, who is a silver amplifier. You too can join the AMP program, become an amplifier for as little as $5 per month, which is, I believe, the level that Ross is at. If he's at a higher level, then apologies on not remembering the levels off the top of my head. But Ross Scalise, one of the amplifiers, and we've been going through thanking amplifiers that have provided names that they wish to be called on the air, and Ross is the one that we are thanking tonight. You can learn more about the AMP program or join by heading over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
And we've been talking about this lawsuit that one of Trump's lawyers is eager to hop back into. This has to do with a defamation case that was pretty much settled before everybody thought, between an attorney and somebody who wrote a bad Yelp review. A lower court said that that it was defamatory, and that not only the lawyer in this case, Hassel, had to remove this, but Yelp was supposed to make sure that it was gone, and they were supposed to help too.
Right. So should we talk about the review? Because, again, I have the actual review pulled up because it's cited in the court documents.
I would love to hear this review.
The review provided in full with spelling, spacing, capitalization, and punctuation in this and all other ways quoted as per the original. Well, here is another business that doesn't even deserve one star. Basically, Dawn Hassel made a bad situation much worse for me. She told me she could help with my personal injury case from falling through a floor, then reneged on the case because her mom had a broken leg or something like that, and that the insurance company was way too much for her to handle. And all of this after I met with her office, not her personally, she was nowhere to be found, signed paperwork to hire them, and gained confidence in her office, due mostly to Yelp reviews. So in all fairness, I have to share my experience so others can be forewarned. Skips down, says that she was given the advice to not talk to the insurance company. All capital letters here. Do not talk to the insurance company.
Okay.
Over and over and over. So I honored that request. But the Hassel Law Group didn't speak with the insurance company either. Skipping down, says she dropped the case because her mother and seeming lack of work ethic, a good attorney will not do this. In fact, they aren't supposed to. To save your case, steer clear of this law firm and research around to find a law firm with a proven track record of success, a good work ethic, competence, and long-term client satisfaction. There are many in the Bay Area, and with some diligent, smart interviewing, you can find a competent attorney, but this won't be one of them.
Interesting. So I guess my question is about that Yelp review. Was anything false? That's what I don't know. Well, I don't know whether did she lie.
By saying that it doesn't deserve a one-star review.
That's a subjective thing.
Referencing that, hey, if you look around, you might be able to find a competent attorney.
Right. That's subjective, too. But the question is did Hassel actually talk to the insurance company? Things like that, where you're make an allegation against somebody that is patently false.
Well, defamation is when you defame someone's character.
Okay, defamation could be implied by saying they did not do this, they did not do that.
This is not a competent attorney. Could be construed to be a defamatory statement.
Okay, fair enough.
A perjurious statement would be, this person didn't talk to this other person when you know that they did.
Right. Or that this lawyer has green hair.
Right.
Right. That's just lying.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, defamation doesn't necessarily mean that the statements aren't factual. It just means that it brings down the character.
Right.
So there was the guy, remember when Bill Cosby's son died a good many years ago from, I think it was an apparent drug overdose, and Bill Cosby said, my son bought drugs from this guy, he's a killer, and the guy said, hey, whoa, I'm a drug dealer, but I am not a killer, and sued the Cosby family for defamation.
Gotcha. I'm a responsible drug dealer. And those do exist.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to continue this story. And this continues from a quote by Yelp, and I'm just going to reread that first part.
Yeah.
Yelp's publishing rights are not the only rights at issue, as the Court of Appeals reasonably puts at risk any journalist's work, whether displayed online or not, that uses quotes or information from someone else. Also at risk are the separate speech rights of individuals that use online resources, such as those that post comments on news articles or consumers who choose to describe their business experiences online, which may be squelched through manipulation of our judicial system. Free speech advocacy groups like the ACLU, Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Public Citizen all supported Yelp's arguments. In an amicus brief filed with the California court, the EFF also outlined the risk of platforms simply abdicating all responsibility to monitor the content on their platforms in order to avoid being accused of knowingly violating the law. Without Section 230, user-generated content could become something that isn't worth the risk, or it would simply be unmonitored and platforms would only pay attention when they get an order to remove something. This is the same argument that was made earlier this year when Congress passed a bill that made online platforms liable for content that enabled sex trafficking.
And by enabled sex trafficking, they mean allowed prostitution to be advertised.
Right. That move already weakened Section 230's protections in a narrow way, and the fear is that reopening Yelp's case could set the precedent that makes the rule all but unenforceable. Which brings us back to Harder and Trump. There's no evidence that Trump is involved in this effort in any way, but one of his personal attorneys petitioning a court on which Trump personally appointed two justices likely won't hurt the effort to get a hearing. We don't know how Harder suddenly came to be involved in the case, but he has a history of attempting to silence media outlets. Harder represented Hulk Hogan in a lawsuit against Gizmodo's former owner, Gawker Media, ultimately resulting in the company's bankruptcy. That suit was later revealed to be secretly bankrolled by PayPal founder Peter Thiel, who had a problem with Gawker's coverage of his life. Thiel later went on to become one of the few tech leaders to support Trump's candidacy.
Wait, I thought Peter Thiel was supposedly some kind of libertarian. Why would a libertarian support Donald Trump?
You'll have to ask Peter Thiel if
You'll
he
have
is.
To ask him.
That's interesting. Anybody who like says one libertarian thing, everybody's like, ah, he's a libertarian then.
I know, that's why I said supposedly.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure where people got the idea he's a libertarian. I do know that a few months ago I saw something about where he explained why he... This was back in 2016, I think, why he endorsed Trump. I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere. It can be dug up.
It'll never go away. Trump has said he's going to, quote, open up our libel laws, unquote, so that, quote, when the New York Times writes a hit piece, which is a total disgrace, or when the Washington Post, which is there for other reasons, writes a hit piece, we can sue them and win money instead of having no chance of winning because they're totally protected.
So Trump wants to be able to sue media outlets when they write something he doesn't like.
You got it. This case wouldn't necessarily accomplish that, but it could create one more tool to silence speech on the web.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's also the Discord call-in lines available at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get to the phones in just a second, but I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can protect your property and your family. That would be the Blink Home Security System. Blink is a motion-activated HD camera set that is wire-free. Well, there's one wire on the thing that they call the hub, but the cameras themselves, wire-free. They set up fast, and the batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone or other wireless device, mobile device, like a tablet. There are no contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. You get 3 Blink cameras for way less than what the other guys charge, plus get an extra 15% off when you visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. All one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company. Let's go to Zach calling in from New York. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Michael, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was wondering if you guys wanted to hear a funny story about somebody who's running for New York State Senate.
Sure. Hopefully it's actually funny.
So this person, her name is Amanda Hirschgesner, and she is a Democratic socialist and also happens to be a lesbian. Funny thing is, she won the primary and got on the ballot. And right after that happened, her ex-wife came out and basically Me Too'd her, accused her of being an abusive alcoholic / violent person unfit for office. And everyone has withdrawn their
endorsements.
And now she is saying that she's been quote unquote. She's being Kavanaugh'd and now describes herself as a moderate Republican. So
while being on the ballot as a Democrat, does she have other ballot lines as well? Working Family Party. All right.
New York State Senate candidate.
He's not dropping out, and these people are a little pissed off.
Well, the election's in less than 2 weeks, so even if she did drop out, she wouldn't be able to be replaced on the ballot in such short notice. Any other thoughts on this? Like, what do you think about it?
I think it's pretty hilarious that this outrage, machine that has gotten revved up to 11 is sort of
right. There's some irony here.
Running out of control, and there's more evidence against her than there is actually against Brett Kavanaugh. And yet she presses on. So I think it's pretty funny. And
well, Kavanaugh pressed on as well. So I don't know why you're thinking that there's some kind of double standard.
Yeah, maybe she could actually pull this off. It would be pretty interesting. She
may be running for state senate, but maybe she'll just be appointed governor or something like that, right?
That's not really sure how that works.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this looks
nice
interesting.
Night.
Yep, Zach, thank you for the call. So, Chris, you found something out here?
Oh, I was just reading. This was from the Jezebel, just saying Democratic New York State Senate candidate accused of hitting ex-wife and... it's just the typical stuff, but it is interesting that, you know, here's somebody on the left comparing herself to how the left has treated people on the right. And
so what's the deal with her supposedly becoming a Republican?
Yeah, that's the part I can't find any news on, but apparently, yeah, she's trying to change her party affiliation because nobody on the left is really supporting her anymore since...
Right, and Republican and Democrat basically just mean, I'm not on that team.
Right.
There's no real philosophical basis for anything unless I'm not them is a philosophy.
So it's basically about the same as Dodgers and Red Sox.
Yes. Yes,
well,
exactly.
Well, there's more geography tied in to Dodger Red Sox than, you know, Republican Democrat. But yeah, basically, I think even some New York Yankees fans are pulling for the Red Sox just because
the Red Sox are
the Dodgers. Well, the Dodgers used to be a New York team.
Yeah, or Brooklyn.
Yeah. So, you know, like we can't pull for somebody from the other league, so we'll pull for the rival that we have in the same league. Sort of thing.
Yeah, that's
you know, kind of like how Bernie Sanders wound up throwing his full support behind Hillary after Bernie lost the nomination because, you know, can't let that other win.
I'm just having a very hard time imagining any Yankees fan supporting the Red Sox.
Yeah.
If you're one of these, please call in right now.
855-450-FREE. Although, if they're watching the game, I think there's a game tonight, so they're probably busy watching the game to call. But you can call us tomorrow. You can call it, you know, any night of the week.
What's more important to you, liberty or baseball? And sadly, a lot of people are just going to say baseball.
Well, you know, no one's called in, so I'm not sure these people exist.
I think they do.
I think so, too. But you want to hear about iPhone and Android users?
Yeah, tell me about iPhone. And are they also in the same, Republican-Democrat camp of, I hate iPhone because it's not what I use?
From the New York Post, yes, they are completely different people. iPhone users are generally happier, are more extroverted, more adventurous, and make more money than Android users, according to new research. A study of 1,000 iPhone users and 1,000 Android users found that whether you prefer an iPhone or Android may say a lot about your personality and even your spending habits. The survey by Slick Deals pitted the cell phone giants against each other and found iPhone users will shell out $117 on average every month on clothes, nearly double what an Android user will spend, about $62.
Hold on.
What?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around people spending money every month on clothing.
On Slick Deals. But that's all right. People do. The same goes for makeup and beauty products, with the iPhone crowd spending $83 every month on average on such products, doubling what Android users spend, about $40. Amusingly, iPhone users were also found to be vainer, taking 12.
You don't say.
You don't say. Taking 12 selfies on average every day, which is 5 more than Android users take.
Wait, who takes 12 selfies every day?
Furthermore, iPhone users are more than twice as likely to report that they have been, they like being the center of attention. iPhone
right,
users.
Is that unexpected?
So iPhone users are
they're
narcissists.
More vain.
Well, we know Trump has an iPhone.
Now, yes, we do, don't we? Somebody suggested, actually, the Chinese suggested that he switch to Huawei.
Huawei?
Yeah, that's however it's pronounced. iPhone users also clearly value an optimal tech experience, spending a whopping $101 every month on tech-related purchases. Android users will spend half of that, about $51.
That's because Android users are smarter and don't waste their money.
Android users are self-admittedly the more frugal of the groups. Ding, ding, ding for Michael. With Android users being 25% more likely to strongly agree that they think they are a frugal person, and being 19% more likely to say they look for deals and discounts, quote, often. Slick Deal CEO Josh Meyer said, quote, this survey indicates that Android users are generally more frugal than their iPhone counterparts and on the hunt for savings when shopping. Meanwhile, iPhone users tend to spend more, particularly on items related to self-image, such as clothing and cosmetics. The results show that iPhone users were the happier bunch, too, as they were 27% more likely to say they were very happy with their life. They were also more inclined to have a partner that they were in love with and enjoy experiencing new things, or this is my commentary. They said all those things because that's what they like to hear about themselves.
That's what they want people to believe because right. That's what they post on their Instafiltergram chat snap
because
account.
You have to look absolutely perfect on Instagram and your life must be perfectly happy and beautiful.
Keep that in mind with this one. iPhone users were also found to be happier with their current jobs than Android users, with only 20% of Android users saying they were very happy with their job compared to 33% of iPhone users. Not only do iPhone users...
Hold on. Okay. So,
I feel like I can almost guess the rest of this survey.
In either situation, it's not a majority of people that are happy with their job.
Oh, yeah.
So that's statistically insignificant,
there
whether it's 1 in 5 or 1 in 3. But basically what I'm hearing is iPhone users spend more money.
And they're more vain.
And they want people to think that their life is perfect.
iPhone users consider themselves to be more personable and sociable than Android users.
So who's going to win the World Series, iPhone or Android?
That's a good question. I would watch that.
Cyanogen mod, I guess. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. And we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.